True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Normally, it's my job to sum things up, but I'll let Dan Campbell do it this time.
Big-time opponent, really good team, division game, Thanksgiving, first game on. You couldn't ask for anything better.
We'll hear from MCDC ahead of the Thanksgiving contest with Green Bay. What do the Lions have to do to keep themselves alive to win the NFC North? Is this a must-win? Plus, a Lions legend is one step closer to the promised land, Canton. All that and more starts right now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
Hmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field. A charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave... stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah.
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
Going to the game on Thursday, and I'm super excited. I love going to Lions games. I mean, obviously, who doesn't? Communists, losers. It'll be my first regular season game since week 18 of last year. And let me tell you, the vibe walking in to that game was just, it was unbelievable. I talked about this a couple of months ago. We don't think about that, like how big that game was, because the Lions just beat the out of Minnesota. You forget how consequential it was, because it was, you know, seemingly over. Not right when it started, but, I mean, the Lions dominated. I love what a massive event these games have become. It's always been a big deal. The Lions have always been a big deal. Whether they were good or not, the Lions have always mattered. But, you know, they felt like it was just a game. And it was just a game most of the time. The Lions played very few games of consequence. Now, these games are events. These games matter. Isn't it great what a winning franchise can do, like, over the years? It's only been, what, three? And, not that they get a tip of the cap for this, but ticket prices not going up for season ticket holders in 2026. That's good news. It's not bad news. We're going to take a hard look at the Thanksgiving game between the Lions and Packers here in just a couple of minutes. We'll throw some support behind Lomas Brown as he inches closer to the Hall of Fame. But let's go inside the headset right now. We'll hear from Dan Campbell himself. And let's start where we usually do, unfortunately, the injuries.
Yeah, it would be big to be able to get him back, you know. He's done a lot to get back. The amount of work that he's put in and the amount of rehab. And look, it's not his fault things have happened. All you can do is go back to work and do everything you can to return and get your body healed up and come back better than you were. And he's done everything that that requires. So we're hopeful. He walked through yesterday. He's going to walk through again today, and we'll see.
Just to follow up on that, Khalif left the game the other day. Where's he at with his ankle injury, and do you expect him to play?
Yeah, it's a little stiff here. It's a little stiff. You know, this is he's a little stiff, a little swollen. There again, this is just see where he's at really tomorrow.
Defense, is there any chance that you guys would have Kirby on Thursday, or would he need some real practice reps before going back in a game?
Yeah, I don't see Kirby this week.
And as I should have pointed out at the beginning, the first person he was talking about was Marcus Davenport. So it sounds like you might get Davenport back. The injury report continues to be absurd when you look at it. Sounds like Leaf is probably out, maybe. Kirby for sure. I knew I was being too optimistic with him, but, you know, got to stay hopeful, right? TA should be back. Good for Terrion. Good for the Lions. The secondary is getting stronger. I mean, you're still missing Kirby. That's always going to be massive, but they are getting closer. Though no practice so far for Brock Wright this week. I mean, at some point, Dan Skipper may have to actually play tight end. So, like, the injury report overall, what, better? Slightly better? Not worse? It's got to be some kind of mini victory for the Lions, I guess. I mean, there's no lamer saying that a win is a win, but it's true. But is there a value in the ugly wins?
Man, I think anytime you're able to win a game like that, things are not going the way that you want them to, and you have to fight your way back. And it means that the guys just stay locked in one more time for the very next play and believe the next play is gonna break it open and give you a chance. And I just think when you're able to come back and win a game in that fashion, it speaks volumes of your team and where you're at. And I think it's good for you to get those. You know, you need one or two of those a year. You're always tested. Every team gets tested. And those are tough. You know, you're down two scores in the fourth to be able to do what we had to do in all three phases. I do think it can pay dividends for you.
Being able to win when you are not playing your best football is a skill. It is a skill. The main thing there is you have to be able to hang around. I mean, I guess the Lions didn't really hang around. I mean, they did enough, but I'm not sure if you consider being down 10 in the fourth quarter hanging around. Probably not. But they were able to get the stops and scores they needed. The massive caveat here is the Giants are I don't care how good of a backup Jameis is. They had fired their coach. They're missing all kinds of players. There's no excuse for any of that. But they won. And there's one goal each game day. It's to do one thing. It's to win. And they did that. Did that win give you some concern for the next games? Probably. Remember people say keep the main thing the main thing? Well, the Lions have done that. They won the football game. Earlier in the week, Jared Goff said that Jahmyr Gibbs has become not only one of the best running backs in the league, but one of the best players in the NFL. They asked Dan about that today.
You can't argue with everything that he's able to do. You know, he's such a versatile player. I go back to this. One of the reasons why, well, there's many, but that we loved him so much when he was coming out. Forget which is a huge part of it, the ability that he has. He's got some rare ability, but he's smart. He's a football guy. He can retain a lot of information. I mean, we put a lot on him now between the H and the F and playing the receiver, and then he comes back, two back. He can take all that on and knows all of it, knows all those jobs, and it doesn't slow him down. He's got instincts. He's an instinctive football player. He's got unbelievable vision for a runner. He knows how to set up blocks, and then he's got the explosiveness and speed to finish. So he's got it all, you know, and he can protect. He's an outstanding player, and, you know, how can you not use the guy and get him some touches, you know, get him a lot of touches? But you also, we got plenty around him, too. We're going to use those guys as well.
Touches for everybody, but not really. Jahmyr Gibbs is on fire. He has 1,130 scrimmage yards and 13 touchdowns. That breaks down to 6.1 yards per rush and 7.9 yards per catch. 10 rushing scores, 3 receiving touchdowns. He is dangerous from any spot on the field at any time. And lately, his biggest role has been safety blanket. What, did he have 10 targets on Sunday? But look, if I'm picking a safety blanket, I would be stupid not to pick him. Feed the man the rock. Isaac Tislau was a hot topic in camp, but, you know, he's going through his rookie adjustments.
We like where Tislau's at. He's had a ton of growth. And look, we went into this year saying, hey, let's let this guy grow. There would be a place for him on special teams, and he'll be a spot player on offense. And then once he proves that there's more than that, then that's what he is until then, knowing that, man, he's got room to grow, and we love the clay. We love to be able to mold that clay. And Scotty's done a hell of a job. He's gotten better and better and better. And we are. We're asking to do more. And so I do believe it's going to come. I do believe he'll get an uptick in production. You know, he'll get used a little bit more here. But I like where he's at.
Did you notice? I think for the first time this season, this press conference was November 25th. He called him Tislau. There was no Tesla talk this time. I think that was the first time this season. Detroit could be down 2 targets this week, maybe 3. I mean, Sam is certainly out. It sounds like Leaf is 50-50 at best, and I don't know what's up with Brock Wright. There's been no practice for him this week. And we'll talk about this in a bit, but the Packers secondary, it's not great. So maybe the combination of those things will be a boost for Tislau. But I got to say, like, I love that this franchise loves a project. I love that they can afford it, that they can take risks with some draft picks and stash guys almost, let them develop. They don't need 10 guys that can play right now. I mean, everybody would love 10 guys that can play right now, but they don't need that. And they can actually mold players. Like, they have the wherewithal, the skill, the talent, the knowledge to do this. These are not things that former Lions establishments or whatever you want to call them, I don't know, eras could do. Establishments is for sure not the right word. I don't know why I said that. Regime. But that sounds like... Regime sounds like you're going to war. Like, that's too serious for football. Anyway, I'll stop. It's awesome watching the Lions develop guys like that. I love it.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
There was one thing we saw for sure on Sunday, and it was the Detroit Lions getting burned on third and long by the New York Football Giants.
I hate to say it, but I am saying it. It's one thing here, it's one thing there. And some of it has been penalties, you know. It's the way we play, and we're not going to go away from the way we play. That's the style that we're going to challenge, you know. Some of it, if we are going to pressure, we don't always get home. So I mentioned this the other day, you get strung out. That happened a few times. We had a couple of things just tackling in space, you know, that got us. But when you go across the board and you look at them in totality, it's really one guy here, one guy there. And so there again, we just got to, man, we got to play as one. We want them in second long. We want them in third and long. So we got to be better, and we will be better. We'll be better.
Boy, I sure hope so. And I'm not a football coach, so I have no idea how any of this works. Let me just say that before I go any further. But if it really is just a small thing here or there, why does it keep happening? Why hasn't it been fixed yet? If it's as simple as you make it seem, fix it. I don't like that answer. It just seems, and he said at the beginning, like a cop-out. I'm in no position to challenge him, nor do I want to. But that's one of those things where a better team will make you pay with a loss. The one thing here, the one thing there. You may be able to afford it against a 2-10 Giants team, but you will not against the Packers. So if it really is just one thing here, one thing there, I expect to see it fixed. One more from Dan Campbell, and I knew he and I would be simpatico.
Give me ham. Ham is the key, all right, to the perfect plate. I know there's a lot of turkey lovers out there. Unless it's fried turkey. I'm all about fried turkey.
Do I hate turkey? No. Will I ever choose turkey if there's a second option? Also, no. There are several better birds to eat. We all know this. Ham is the superior option. Now, Dan said fried turkey, and that's a different story, which I agree that it is delicious, but I've seen seemingly thousands of TikToks of people lighting themselves on fire, their house is on fire, their garage is on fire, trying to make one. I'll stick with ham. I've never lit my house on fire making ham, because you don't really make ham. You buy the ham, you warm it up. I don't know, I love ham. Coming up next on the Ham Hour, no, I'm kidding. We'll talk about Lomas Brown and the Hall of Fame here in just a bit, but let's jump into the Thanksgiving Day game. Lions and Packers. I think this is the 28th time they've played on Thanksgiving. That is the most frequent matchup of anybody on Thanksgiving, 28 times. And this is one of my favorite traditions. There's something very special. I mean, I think to me, everything about Detroit is special, and being a Detroiter is special. But like the most Detroit day, it's got to be Thanksgiving. Think about it. Most people in other cities, other states, whatever, what do? Right? They watch a parade on TV. They eat food. Okay, great. But in Detroit, we run races dressed like turkeys. We watch massive parades. There's a football game. And they all happen within like a block of each other. I mean, how often are you going to see a downtown at its busiest on Thanksgiving? Come to Detroit, baby. That's exactly what you're going to see. God, I love that. Is this game a must-win? On Costa and Jansen this morning on 97.1 The Ticket, Dan said that he hasn't used that language with the team, but like, it has to be, right? Detroit has to keep pace with the Packers. So a split, which means a win, is a must. I mean, at this point, I don't think they have a choice other than to sweep the Bears, split the Vikings, split the Packers, which means win out in the division. Even if the mindset is win the next one, this is the next one. Win it. Thanksgiving has been Detroit's kryptonite for, like, decades. I think they've lost 7 of 8, and then for a while there when I was in college and around that, they lost 10 in a row, I think. It's just been ugly. I don't know what it is. And last year, if you remember, I got a little lucky. It was the Eberflus incident. Whatever, he's gone. Well, the Lions' injury situation, as we've talked about extensively, is not great. The Packers aren't clean either. Jordan Love was quiet last week. He has a non-throwing shoulder injury that happened 2 weeks ago. And Josh Jacobs missed last week, but will likely play this week. Almost certainly will play this week. Tucker Kraft out with an ACL tear. Their secondary has taken hits like Detroit has. And the difference right there for the Packers is they're not as deep in the defensive backfield as the Lions are. They have a weak secondary, but that matters very little if Micah Parsons is eating quarterbacks for lunch, right? So can the Lions give Jared time? He didn't get much time in the first matchup in week one, and the result was not great. And that's one of his few knocks, right? Though I got to say, like, people are like, well, he can't handle pressure. He probably does not as well as other players at handling it. But, like, nobody handles it. That's the whole point of pressure. You can't handle it. So, like, that knock to me is true, but it's cheap. Ultimately, Detroit's line was probably better than I said against the Giants. I'll admit that. You look at the score, the yards. But, like, Micah Parsons is just on a tear, of course. He has 10 sacks. But the thing is, he's opening doors for other people. It's not just Rashawn Gary. It's everybody on that defensive line. The Lions are going to have to be at their absolute best. They're going to have to keep Jared upright. They don't have a choice. There are not enough superlatives to describe the way Gibbs is playing right now. Pick any word you want and then double it. If that's a thing. Getting him going will be key. Or Montgomery. I don't care. I don't care how the Lions get rushing yards. They can figure that out. I just want the yards. I don't care if it's 50-50. I don't care if it's 99-1. In either direction. I don't care. Get me rushing yards. I don't care if it's Sione Vaki. Get me yards. St. Brown did look better last week, a lot better. I mean, those numbers much more like him. But the drops, they have to vanish, especially in a week like this. There can't be a third down drop. There can't be a drop that turns into an interception. Both of those things happened on Sunday. Again, he played really well, but those were two critical mistakes. Who else? Who's going to step up? J-Mo is the obvious choice. We talked about Tesla earlier. I'm not sure if Leaf is going to play, and, you know, Brock's not a volume guy. I'd love to see both J-Mo and Tesla get going in different ways. Can the Lions get Tesla in a rhythm, like a slow rhythm, right? I'm not talking about big explosive plays, though they've tried the home run with him a few times, and he's good for it. And with Jameson, I want to see those crossing routes again. Those are so effective. And, you know, they like to put Micah Parsons back there at linebacker. Can they cause some traffic in the middle? That'd be great. This is obvious, but defensively it has to start with getting off the field on third and long. That what you saw last weekend cannot happen again. Jacobs and Love are hurt-ish. Can Detroit take them out of rhythm? It's going to be critical. Getting Arnold back makes the secondary almost whole. They're so close. And if they get Marcus Davenport back, that will help. Bodies are bodies. If he's healthy, we'll take him. Everybody rolls their eyes when I say that, but again, I don't care from where the production comes. I do not care. Hutch could have 50 sacks, or they could all have two each. I don't care. The Packers go heavy on the run, so taking Jacobs out of the equation obviously is a must. If you can do that, you can slow down Love, blah, 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 blah. Detroit's got to clean up the penalties. I mean, there's zero room for any late hits or big play-negating flags, those we saw both of as well on Sunday. The turnovers have still been an issue. Lions had a pick last week. That was nice, but they need to do better in that department. There was a forced fumble that went out of bounds. That was unlucky. But there needs to be multiple turnovers this week, I'm going to assume. Is this a must-win? Do I think it's a must-win? Yeah, I do. I'll say it again. Absolutely. At least if they want to make the playoffs. If the Detroit Lions want to make the playoffs, they have to win this game. Clean, crisp offense. Micah will and can get his, but nobody else. No big plays allowed on defense. I mean, that was just, ugh. I don't like picking against the Detroit Lions. I've only done it once this year, and they smoked the Ravens. Whoops. This game is a coin flip. The Lions are favored by 2.5, and that's about what you get for being at home, so call it even. I can see this game going a variety of ways in either direction. But the city of Detroit will be alive. Ford Field will be lit. This is the environment you want for a game of this magnitude. Screw it. Give me the Lions over the Packers 21-20. Let's make it exciting. Coming up in just a minute, we'll give some love to Lomas Brown. Fourth Down in the Motor City continues after this.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long-distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. When you talk about people to represent the Lions, right? Like, I mean, Calvin Johnson, superstar stud. Barry Sanders, same thing. But to me, there's nobody better to represent the Detroit Lions than Lomas Brown.
Congratulations, Lomas Brown, man, making the next round here, semifinalists. I'm not saying this because I'm with the Detroit Lions. Like, to me, I don't care what team he was on or how long he played or where he started. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, man. Hell of a dude, hell of a player, productive that long, that many years, durability, production, the whole thing. So congrats to him, man. Onward.
With him in New York, what kind of teammate was
he? A great teammate, man. One of those you never forget. Look at him back there. There you go, brother. I didn't even see you. Good. Love you, dude. He was a great teammate. Always upbeat. Never a bad day. Willing to do whatever for a teammate. And just a hell of a player. Hell of a player, man. Productive player.
I love Lomas was in the room for that. That was hilarious. And Dan didn't know it till the end. I've met Lomas a couple of times. I don't know him at all. He couldn't pick me out of a lineup. But it's always so pleasant and uplifting when you speak with him, no matter who you are. I'm nobody. Right? My good friend Tony Ortiz is good friends with Lomas. And that's what he says. You know, Lomas is always the same guy, no matter what you're doing or where you are or who you're talking to. 18 seasons, a Super Bowl, 7 straight Pro Bowls, 1 All-Pro season. That's going to hurt a little bit. The dude was an amazing pass blocker, and forget the way he blocked for Barry Sanders, the greatest running back of all time. And he's remained part of the Lions family. You don't get any points in the Hall of Fame for that, but it's awesome to have him around. He was inducted into the Pride of the Lions earlier this year. You hear him on the radio every Sunday with Dan and TJ. It's just great. But, like, is he a Hall of Famer? I mean, 251 starts. That puts him at the mark or higher than most offensive linemen already in the Hall of Fame. I said it a minute ago, his biggest hiccup is going to be the All-Pro thing. Only one. It's a really small number across 18 seasons. The 7 straight Pro Bowls is nice, but the All-Pros is what the Hall of Fame wants to see. We talk about longevity. The Hall of Fame loves longevity. Not only did he play 18 seasons, but like I just said, he started over 250 times. That kind of longevity at that position over that amount of time is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Lomas is often compared to Jackie Slater. And so to me, the starts, the Pro Bowls, the Super Bowl, and, you know, he played for a lot of bad teams. That's unfortunate. And that does hurt you. He won the Super Bowl in his very last season with Tampa Bay. But you can't win a Super Bowl alone, but what you can do alone or part of a very small unit is block for the greatest running back of all time who had a 2,000-yard season. Forget the team being good. What's he supposed to do about that? He's the offensive lineman. Is he supposed to play defense and throw the ball too? if Jackie Slater and then guys like Orlando Pace and Joe Thomas are in, Lomas Brown should be too. Will he get in? I don't know. He's trending in the right direction. He's never gotten this far before, but I remain skeptical. Again, not on him, on the committee. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, that includes that free Odyssey app. And if you have not done so yet, please leave us a rating and a review. We can't tell you how helpful it is. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, y'all. And remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.